Even as a battle is brewing here in Maryland over loosening regulations on craft beer brewers, the craft beer industry is flying high in Michigan. WYPR's John Lee was recently in Michigan, and he brings us this report on what is happening there and whether it may point to the future of the craft beer industry here in Maryland.
At the Founders Brewery in Grand Rapids, Michigan, they're making 450,000 barrels of beer each year. 6,000 of those barrels are sold in its tap room, one pint at a time. That works out to about 1.5 million pints. No Maryland brewer comes anywhere close to that. Founders co-founder Mike Stevens says there is no cap on the number of beers a Michigan brewery can sell in its tap room, and that's been good for business.
We found that the more breweries that opened and the more tap rooms that opened, the more consumer excitement that followed.
According to the Brewers Association, Michigan ranks sixth among states when it comes to the number of craft breweries. Maryland is 25th. In Maryland, taproom sales had been capped at 500 barrels a year. That was raised to 2,000 barrels by the legislature this year after Guinness said it wanted to build a brewery and tap house in Baltimore County and to sell a lot of beer by the pint. And then there's that whole buyback business. The General Assembly added a provision that requires a brewer who wants to sell more than 2,000 barrels to sell that additional beer to a wholesaler, then buy it back. A brewer can sell an additional 1,000 barrels doing the buyback. State Comptroller Peter Franchot has called that a giveaway to wholesalers. Franchot says current law is antiquated and is hurting Maryland's craft brewers.
All they want to do is brew great beer and sell great beer.
Franchot is heading up a task force comprised of brewers, wholesalers, and retailers that is holding meetings around the state. The members make up what's called the three-tier system in Maryland. Brewers make the beer, wholesalers buy the beer, then sell it to restaurants and liquor stores. The task force will propose changes to Maryland's beer regulations. Kevin Addix is CEO of the Brewers Association of Maryland. He says the beer market is changing.
And the brewers are meeting that shift and are answering the customers' needs. And we're starting to see some retailers do it, and we need the wholesalers to do it as well.
Addix would like to see limits placed on craft breweries raised or eliminated.
To have universally the lowest, most restrictive limits in the country begs the question, what's it for and why?
And that kind of talk has wholesalers nervous. Leslie Schaller is marketing director for Bond Distributing in Baltimore. Schaller is on the task force and says the deck is stacked on the panel against the distributors.
The three-tier system, which has been in existence for a reason since Prohibition, in the attempt to get a couple minor issues addressed, we'll go up in smoke.
Wholesalers say they are small businesses doing the grunt work of loading beer on trucks and getting it where you can buy it, while at the same time paying taxes and employing around 2,000 people statewide. They also train servers in restaurants and support community groups. Not as fun and sexy as craft breweries, but still a key part of the three-tier system. If breweries are allowed to sell a lot of beer on site or do more self-distribution, that cuts out the wholesaler. Jack Milani owns Monahan's Pub in Baltimore County and lobbies in Annapolis on behalf of bars and restaurants.
You know, I think the biggest target is trying to come up with a fair number of when you become more of a retailer than a brewer.
We have Michelob Ultra, Stella Cidra, Stella. Come on down this line. Shock Top.
Neil Katzeff is giving a tour of his storage room. His distribution business, Katzeff Brothers in Annapolis, delivers on average up to 15,000 cases of beer each day. His dad started the company in 1933 after Prohibition ended. Katzeff says he can't crystal ball how any changes in beer regulations will affect his business, but he says the task force and the legislature need to take into account that major changes will affect people's lives. For example, what happens to the family liquor store if Maryland allows beer sales in grocery and chain stores?
Am I saying we need to perpetuate a system that some may feel is, you know, not consumer friendly? I say it is consumer friendly because it's how our consumers have lived for, you know, since repeal prohibition.
back in Grand Rapids, where, by the way, you can buy beer in your friendly neighborhood grocery store, Founders is keeping a close eye on the Maryland beer market. Founders began distributing in the state last year. Stevens says Founders thought about coming to Maryland 6 years ago, but the craft beer industry here was, well, a little flat, so they held off. Once Founders saw a market growing in Maryland, Stevens says they decided to jump in.
We don't physically live there, so it makes it difficult to go into a market that you have to build.
We took a stroll through Founders Brew House. They can brew a new batch of beer every 4 hours. Then it ferments in large tanks for several weeks.
As you scale up, tanks become larger, but the process itself remains the same from all the way back to, 97.
1997 is when Stevens and a couple of other guys went from being home brewers to starting their business, which was the first brewery in Grand Rapids.
Beer climate in 97 here in West Michigan was yellow fizzy beer. That was pretty much it.
Founders lost money for more than a decade, but it was in a perfect position when the craft beer industry started taking off in 2008. Now there are 30 breweries in Grand Rapids, which markets itself as Beer City, USA. There are no restrictions on how much beer Founders can produce or sell in its tap room. Comptroller Francho wants that to be the case in Maryland as well. He believes the legislature in 2018 will support easing limits on craft breweries, whether the wholesalers are on board or not. The reason? It's an election year, and Francho says legislators will pick up on that voters, Democrats and Republicans alike, can agree on one thing, supporting craft beer. Francho's TAP task force is expected to make its recommendations to the legislature in October. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.